This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. After spending several weeks in a study of atheism, for the past 2 times we've been engaged in a study of agnosticism. The importance of this matter could simply not be overestimated. If we cannot really know that God exists, if we only think so, if we only have a sort of faith that is not based upon evidence, as some people misuse the biblical use of faith, then for all any of us could know, Christianity is false. If I cannot really know that God exists, and if I cannot know that the Bible is His Word, and therefore infallible and inerrant, and that therefore what it teaches is true, and if I cannot know that it teaches that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and if I cannot know the gospel plan of salvation, what to do to be saved, and if I cannot know what the church of the New Testament is, if I cannot know its identifying mark so that I can find it and know when I'm a member of it and when I'm not, then for all we know, Christianity is just as false as any religion on this earth. But I'm thankful to God that such is not the case. We can know. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8, verse 32. There are a number of other passages also which are relevant to this matter. And among these passages are Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 23, Psalms chapter 19, verses 1 to 6, Psalms 14, verse 1, Acts chapter 14, verses 15 to 17. Guided by the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul said, "For the invisible things of Him since the creation of the world are clearly seen, being perceived of the things that are made, even His everlasting power and divinity, that they may be without excuse." Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. My friends, this simply means that there is no place in this whole wide world where a man can live and be without the responsibility of perceiving the everlasting power and divinity of God through the things that are made. We can know that God exists. We can know that the Bible is the Word of God. We can know what the Bible teaches as to what man must do to become a child of God. We can know what a man must do in order to live acceptably as a child of God. We can know that all who reject the gospel will be lost. We can know that salvation is in the body of Christ. We can know that men who enter religious denominations sin in so doing. We can know that those who use things in Christian worship that are not authorized by the Word of God sin in so doing. All of this and more is crucial in this whole matter of agnosticism. Let us review just briefly the difference between atheism, theism, and agnosticism. The atheist says, "I know that God does not exist. We must oppose Him, and we can do so successfully if we will." The agnostic says, "I do not know whether God exists, and neither does anyone else. We can oppose Him, and we must. We can oppose Him successfully. We have the evidence before us to do so." While there are some agnostics who say, "I do not know whether God is or not, but I believe or think that He is," this is not really the biblical position. It is not acceptable to God. The Bible makes clear that we can know that God exists and that we must do so. There is also the theistic position which says, "I know that God exists." This is the only acceptable one. In John chapter 17 and verse 3, the Bible says, "For this is life eternal, that they should know Thee, the only true God, and Him whom Thou didst send, even Christ Jesus." Our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you have been with us. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we begin our study, Some Results of Rejecting God. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.